everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back, everyone, to Friday Night Under the Lights, Week 13. We're back in playoff action. Some of the MAIS schools are, well, the championships are actually next week, where some of the MHSAA schools had played first round tonight, have second round next week. But it's the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, which is our reserve time for Joel Norris and Crazy 8 football. So, Joel, you're in the semifinals. Tell us what happened tonight.
1A was kind of a shocker, I would say. 2A, I kind of expected it to happen. So, let's just kick it off with 1A. 1A, Briarfield Academy took on Riverdale Academy. And not like a traditional eight-man score. Briarfield defeats Riverdale 6-0.
I don't know that I've ever heard of a shutout in eight-man football.
In overtime.
In overtime. Good grief.
Defense became a thing all of a sudden in eight-man. And then we had the other semifinal game, DeSoto, going up against Wilkinson County Christian Academy. They beat Wilkinson County Christian Academy 44-38. And I said it. These are the two games I didn't expect to go. You know, just two completely different results. Mm-hmm. And I said 1A all season has been, you know, wide open. So kind of a shocker for both games tonight. So 2A, not really a shocker in my opinion, but Manchester Academy defeats Claiborne Academy 42-36. And in the other semifinal game, Prairie View Academy goes up against North Sunflower Academy. They defeated NSA 69-38. So the 1A championship will feature Briarfield versus DeSoto next Thursday at 3 o'clock at JA. Okay. And then next Friday is the 2A championship at JA. Prairie View faces Manchester.
What time is that game on Friday?
That is at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Okay.
At JA.
All right. That's the in 8-man football, 1A, 2A, right. The championships matchups are set. And there's so, Manchester won tonight, Prairie View won. I just can't get over that Briarfield.
Riverdale Academy.
Yeah, score. 6-0.
Six to nothing.
In overtime.
In overtime. Yeah.
Good grief.
That is a George Broadstreet score.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable, yeah. in 8-man football to have a low scoring game. And I assume, if it went to overtime, it must have finished 0-0 at the end of regulation.
It did. I got a text from the Riverdale Academy athletic director. He texted me it was 0-0 with 19 seconds left in the game.
Good grief.
So I know defense was a big factor in this one for sure.
All right. And very unusual.
And we have a coach on.
Okay.
So we have Manchester Academy's coach, Brian Dindy. Coach Dindy, welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Talk about tonight's win against Claiborne, a team that last week defeated Calhoun Academy, one of your teams that they usually face in your district, 50-8. Talk about this win tonight, and we've been texting all week. Claiborne's a really good team.
Yeah, Claiborne, outstanding football team with a lot of classy kids. The game went back and forth. We were fortunate to win it. 42-36, but it was just a really good football game. We knew all week, watching film, it was a really good team, and we were very fortunate to come out with a win and be able to make our fourth straight trip to Jackson.
Talk about Reed Roberts, your new quarterback. Reed Miller, who was your quarterback before, got injured earlier on in the season. So you've been playing with Reed Roberts in at quarterback throughout the playoffs. So talk about him and kind of the impact he's been making stepping in for Reed Miller.
Well, he did a good job for us thus far. We managed the game tonight and did what we asked him to do. We came up big on a couple of third down plays, one third and 11 late in the game, made a big pass play to tight end Kemp Black. So Reed's done a good job for us, and hopefully he'll continue that next week against a very good Prairie View team.
Coach, talk about your season so far. I mean, you've overcome quite an adversity. People started writing you off after the Tallulah loss, and then right after that, you came out swinging, picking up win after win after win, and then going to the playoffs, you played Tallulah again, rematched them, and then defeated them. So talk about, the adversity you've come from spectators this year and just overall during this season.
We really can't say enough about these kids. They have really worked hard. We lost 11 seniors last year. Our kids just after the little loss, we went back to work and they've worked hard every week. We've been able to win every game since then. And it's just a bunch of kids that are basically playing with a chip on their shoulder. And we know we got a tough task. Ahead of us Friday, but we're very blessed to get back to Jackson.
Before I get to talk about the championship game on Friday, I mentioned how you did overcome adversity, and during your season, you've played teams like Calhoun, Marvel, and a couple of weeks ago, I spoke with Marvel Academy head coach Ben Durham, and we talked about y'all's district, and y'all had probably one of the toughest districts in 8-man. So talk about your district from your perspective and talk about just how tough the competition is that you have to face week in and week out.
I think it made us better all year. It really is. Coach Gerald Rice, well, a lot of good teams in the district, and week in and week out, you had to be ready to play. And I think those games during the year and even our loss that we had to Tallulah, I think all that prepared us for the playoff run. And we've had a tough 2 weeks in the playoffs against a really good Tallulah team. And uh, and against a really good Claiborne team tonight.
Coach, your fourth straight appearance in Jackson Academy is coming up. You have Prairie View Academy, a team that has been flat-out dominant all year in the 2A championship game next Friday at 11 o'clock. Talk about Prairie View and talk about what do you have to do to go in and get this win against a, just in my opinion, just a flat-out dominant team.
Well, they are really good, and you're right. We've been in here watching a little film on them, and they have athletes all over the place. First thing you got to do is, you know, you got to go in believing you can win. So, our kids, we'll try to work, get them in, you know, back in the film room Sunday afternoon, and we'll try to prepare and get a game plan in place and give it our best shot against Prairie View.
Coach, congratulations on a good win tonight. Thank you for joining us on Friday Night Under the Lights. Take care and good luck against Prairie View.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
That was Marvel Manchester Academy head coach Brian Dindy.
Yeah, enjoyed listening to him and your conversation with him. And obviously, did he say they've been to Jackson in the championship Four straight years.
This How about is their that? Four straight. I mean, Manchester's been a dominant team.
Yeah.
I mean, from the looks of it, they've been on a tear in 2A. And Prairie View this season has been also on a tear. So something's got to give.
Well, you know, I always like to remind people because, you know, we're familiar with this and we look at this all the time. But Manchester is basically Yazoo County, Yazoo City area.
Right. Yazoo City.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So anyway, let me while you're there, let's talk about the MAIS, the rest of the matchups for the championship games because they're all set. We've talked about 1A, 2A, 3A. It's going to be Greenville Christian, of course, playing Canton Academy. Canton Academy, to me, they're one of the surprises here. I mean, they're 10-2. They had a great year. That's the best year Canton Academy's had in forever.
One of a surprise. I mean,
yeah.
There's been a lot of shockers this year, especially in the MAIS.
Yeah. In 4A, it's going to be Tri-County versus Kirk. Tri-County, you probably would have guessed.
Yeah.
Kirk, maybe not. I mean, yeah. Kirk is now just 8-5 on the season, but they beat Adams County Christian, who was the only team that's beaten Tri-County this year.
And another surpriser this year. A lot of surprises in the MAIS. Like I said, Canton Academy, Kerr is another one.
Right. In 5A, here's another surprise. It would be Capaya playing Heritage. Heritage, you know, probably would have guessed. Capaya, a little bit of a surprise that they beat Leake tonight, 33-21.
And Heritage had a good win against Oak Forest.
They did.
28-21.
Yeah. So, again, in 5A, the championship game is going to be Capaya Academy versus Heritage. And in 6A, I don't think MRA is a surprise. MRA defeated Jackson Academy 52-14 tonight. But Hartsville is a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, Hartsville would have been much lower classification.
Oh, for sure.
Now they're 6A, and they beat Prep twice.
They beat Prep
actually
twice.
Actually beat them two times in the last three games.
In the last three games.
Yeah, so 17-13 was the winner, Hartsville. Hartsville will play MRA next Saturday night at Mississippi College. Yeah. That's the only championship. All the rest of the games are either on Thursday or Friday, and this one is going to be played at MC on Saturday night.
The grand finale, that's what we call it.
Yeah, the grand finale. Of course, they're wrapping up next weekend. It's another couple of weeks for the High School Activities Association public schools. So, thank you, Joel. Another good night of eight-man football.
I'm ready to do it next week. It's going to be some good matchups. I mean, we have DeSoto and Briarfield in 1A. Those were the kind of surprises for 1A. And then we have Manchester and Prairie View. And a lot of people were expecting that one to happen, but it's still going to be a fun showdown. So, we can't wait to cover them next week.
Yeah. Well, it should be a lot of fun. Championship week is always, always fun. Okay, we've got one last segment of the show, and Russ will be back for that, and we'll go over scores, and we'll go over the playoff brackets, and we'll get as much as we can in the last 15 minutes of the show. More Friday Night Under the Lights coming up in just a few moments.
Yeah.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies, just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, last 15-minute segment here. You've still got some time to call if you want to get in. And we're going to set up the brackets for you here in a minute. Now, Dr. Dave will have them up on the website. you know, one thing we haven't mentioned tonight is that we've got the Miss Owl game coming up at Southern. And also we have the Bernard Blackwell game coming up in Gulfport. And Friday Night Under the Lights will be the ones that will handle those broadcasts this year. And so we're getting a lot of traffic. I think Dr. Dave sent it to me. It said like 19,000 people checked in on that this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So a lot of, you know, well, of course, you know, we haven't lost this game in Mississippi yet.
Yeah.
So we got some good players in that, both of them. And so the next couple of weeks, obviously, we're going to be getting to the end of the playoffs, end of the championship game on some, but we're going to try to get some of the coaches that are in those ball games to come on with us and talk about how they feel about, you know, our team. So, but if you want the rosters and you want the information about those two games, it's all on the Friday Night Under the Lights website. All right, let's go to the telephone. And I was glad that Brandon Shields chose McComb and Mendenhall tonight because we didn't get any coverage on them. And so Brandon went down there, and Brandon, it sounded like to me it was a pretty good football game.
Yeah, it was a really good football game. And there was four touchdowns. I mean, two teams both scored four. I mean, let me back up a second. both teams scored twice in the fourth quarter, and there were two touchdowns in the final 43 seconds of the game, and just back and forth. And I mean, McComb scored with 43 seconds left on a 21-yard touchdown pass from Jamarcus Pittman to Jeremiah Ratliff to put McComb 20-15. Then Mendenhall got the ball at their own 22 and drove right down to the McComb 12-yard line. And as time expired, Mendenhall's quarterback, DK Jenkins, hit Nicholas Williams in the back far right corner of the end zone. It was wide open, too. As time expired, Mendenhall won 21-20. It was it was a crazy, crazy final 43 seconds of that game. And just that was kind of
And it was at Mendenhall. It was at Mendenhall.
Yeah, at Mendenhall. Yeah, so Mendenhall gets to go to Poplarville next week in the third round. Poplarville beat them in South Half last year.
Yep.
So they were talking about it. They were talking about that after the game. We want revenge. We got to be physical. So on and so forth. Yes. So that's going to be interesting to see out of that one. So, but it was a great game tonight. It was a great game. Probably one of the best games I've seen this year. And I've seen some good ones this year. Very, very fortunate. So, that was a very good football game.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, Brandon, thanks a lot, man. We got to get these all the scores in the brackets, but we appreciate that. I bet it sounded like a great game, and glad you were able to catch it and let us know about it. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you. Thanks.
All right, George, let's go. Or do we have anybody else? Okay. We've got time to go over the brackets of who has to play who.
Yeah. Well, in the last segment, Joel and I sort of talked about the MAIS, so we're gonna stick with the MHSAA here. We're going to start with 1A. This is the second round matchups. It's Tupelo Christian Prep playing McEvans, Simmons playing Biggersville, West Lowndes matched up against Taylorsville, and Bay Springs against Lumberton. Now, I don't know who's the home team yet. I think that they'll figure that out. Those are the matchups in 1A. The 2A matchups, it will be Kemper County playing either Philadelphia or Pelahatchie. If you didn't hear earlier in the night, there was some type of power failure, transformer blowout, not sure what. But in the second half, Pelahatchie was ahead, I think, by 7 points over Philadelphia. But the game was suspended, will be replayed, or will finished tomorrow at some point.
Did they say what time?
Not that I saw, and they may have set a time, but I don't know what it is. But Kemper County will be playing either Pelahatchie or Philadelphia next Friday night. It's Newton versus Scott Central. That's another matchup. East Webster and LaFleur County. And then the last matchup in 2A is Charleston and Baldwin. In 3A, it'll be McGee and Jefferson Davis County. Then Tylertown will be playing Raleigh. Kossuth will play Amory. Winona will play North Panola. As I go through this, and we're moving on from 3A to 4A, do you notice that some of these teams sound real familiar? Isn't it funny how some of the same teams get in the playoffs every year. Advance? In 4A, as Brandon mentioned just a moment ago, Mendenhall will play Poplarville. Columbia plays Newton County. Itawamba AHS is matched up against Senatobia, and Louisville is matched up against Caledonia. In 5A, 5A South, it's West Jones playing Laurel. Boy, that'll be a slobber knocker, won't it? Good gracious. And then Picayune is playing Brookhaven. Picayune's had a great season, but Brookhaven's been coming on. In the north half of the 5A bracket, it's West Point playing Vicksburg, and we've talked about this is the best season Vicksburg has had in a long time.
I can't remember any time in the last
10 years. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And also in the north, it's Neshoba Central playing Lafayette. And then in 6A South, Brandon is playing Warren Central, and I think that game is supposed to be played at Brandon. And then Ocean Springs is playing Oak Grove. And the North, Oxford is playing Madison Central. And I think they just, I want to say they just played just a couple of weeks ago.
Say 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but, you know, Oxford had kind of a bad stretch there. They lost to Clinton. I think they lost pretty badly to Madison Central. But they made the playoffs. There's a fourth-seeded team, and they go to South Panola tonight and win. So it's Oxford matched up against Madison Central, and then Starkville is matched up against South Haven. So that's those are the brackets for next Friday night. And as it always is, some really good matchups, and will be no doubt some interesting games.
Well, Noah sent me some information on the Starkville. Jordan Mitchell rushed for 207 yards and 4 touchdowns tonight. And they Starkville outscored Hernando 35-0 in the second half.
Yeah,
to run away with it 63-21. You know, and it wasn't it a couple weeks back where Starkville, I mean West Point, I'm sorry, we were just talking about them. Must be getting late. Oxford, didn't they beat?
Yeah, they did. I believe they did
beat Starkville.
Yeah, I believe they did.
So I mean that. This is a good
yeah
Oxford
I mean
team.
You know, really in 6A I still think it's just absolutely wide open, because I could envision Madison Central maybe winning it. I could envision Starkville winning it,
or Ocean Springs.
I could Ocean Springs or Brandon, but I'm not, you know, Brandon, they got to play Warren Central, and Warren Central's just
Peaking at the right time,
and they've just sort of had a knack here in the second half of the season of winning some tough, close games.
Well, of course, all of these kids, the ones that got selected for the All-Star games already know that they're going to be playing in the All-Star games. We had the press conference here, and we hope to have Johnny Mims on with us next week to talk about both of those ball games. The Miss Isle game returns to Hattiesburg, where Mississippi's never lost to Alabama.
Yeah.
And
man, thank him again for allowing us to use this facility for our broadcast.
Nice.
It's been really nice this year.
Very nice. And it's, you know, it's located right behind the MHSA building.
Right.
And we decided to move it out here, and it's turned out to be really good. Except for those of us have to travel. But you've had that for the past 20 years.
So. Yes. Yes. So it is kind of nice to be kind of close home on.
And a big thanks to Jason Klein for handling the broadcast tonight, and also Chris Staxson for producing the video side. Dr. Dave, who handles the website. And so if you want, you can go to fnutl.com. You can go to the app. You can go to the website. You can get all the information on the All-Star games and who's in it. There's a lot of people that come to those games just because they want to see the best of the best.
Right.
And you know, a lot of these kids that we're going to see in that Miss Isle game and in the Barnard game. Who was it, the big quarterback that – well, Gardner Minshew played in the Barnard Blackwell All-Star game.
Yeah.
And then about 3 years ago, we had the Monsoon Bowl over there, you know, when it rained. And
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible, and they had to run a clock after – by the way, do we have any running clocks tonight in the playoffs?
I don't know of any.
What about the 66-0 game?
I don't know about it, but, you know, who knows?
I would have asked. You know, that – I don't – they may not have it in a playoff game.
50 seconds.
Probably so don't.
We'll ask Johnny Mims, or maybe I'll call Coach Neves at the MHSA this week and find out for sure. But, hey, want to thank everybody for staying up with us tonight, and especially for Cricket Wireless, and Malone, Roofers, and also Fast Corporate Credit. Thank you for supporting this show across the state of Mississippi. And we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as we have enjoyed bringing it to you. So for George Rottstreet and Ty Bailey and Joel Norris and Noah Crow and Chris Saxon, along with Jason Klein, this is Russ Robinson saying so long from the MAC new conference room in Clinton, Mississippi, for Friday night Under the Lights. We'll see you next week.